at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee.
And he feels it only halfway. And before I even argue,
making our way through a Tuesday morning, it's kind of a rainy Tuesday morning, drizzling in some parts of the province, pretty good rain in others. Radar shows it's socking in for a couple of hours as it slowly moves north and through the province. So fair bit of moisture is expected today, maybe overnight, and maybe even tomorrow, depending on where you're at in the province. Well, there's some topics that bubble to the surface. We talk about them. News stories are done about them. They become kind of all the rage to talk about, and then they subside a little bit. They go away. I feel like tipping is one of those topics. In fact, I was saying when we were talking about the fact that it's back in the news, we're seeing some news stories done about it. I said, didn't we just talk about this? We actually looked back. It was almost a year ago that we chatted on this show about tipping. But the problems are the same. It's not going away. If you think about what tipping is supposed to mean, and this is my view, tipping is supposed to be a way to say thank you for excellent service. There's a few places that I would suggest most people will tip. Restaurants, of course, being a big one. You go for a haircut. Not that I know anything about that. But there are places where you're tipping because of the service that you received. I had some guys reshingle the roof a couple of years ago. I gave them a tip at the end of the job. They were quick. They were efficient. They were clean. There was not a scrap laying around. To me, that's worth a little extra. Thank you for what you did. But tipping has gotten out of control. People are talking about, you know, you go to get a coffee, and if you want to pay by debit, I think those handheld electronic transfer of funds machines maybe play a part in this because they give you the option right on there. Do you want a tip? A lot of people will say, I'm just going to get a cup of coffee. I don't necessarily feel as though I should be tipping on that. Others, there was a story recently about a lady who had bought a chair. And we were listening to her talk about the fact that when she was checking out, she was buying the chair online, she was checking out, it gave her a tip option. And so this whole thing lends itself to, is tipping out of control?
I'm purchasing an office chair online, and they're asking me if I want to leave a tip.
Are we tipping at drive-thrus?
The airport in New Jersey just asked me to tip at self-checkout. Tip myself? I'd follow work. Who am I tipping?
We got froyo last night, and it was serve yourself. Then when I go to pay, the kid at the register is like, it's just going to ask you a question. And the question says, how much tip do you want to leave? I was like, what the f*** am I tipping you for? It was literally serve yourself. I grabbed the container. I pulled that lever. I even sprinkled the cookie dough bites. If anybody's beginning a tip around here, it's me.
So, I mean, it makes you think, like, what do we tip for? And are we being asked too often for tips? Both my kids in high school and even into university worked in restaurants as waiters, waitresses. My son did some bartending. I get it. Tips are an important part of the job for people that work in that industry. But I still think it comes with the expectation of good service. And then you decide on what is a proportionate amount of tip that you want to leave. Not the machine deciding for you, giving you or limiting you to a couple of options. And what about the places that are saying, you don't have to include the tip, we've already included it in your price? What about them? That irks me even more. Don't assume that I want a tip or I want to tip a certain price. So the fact that we've got some places that are saying gratuities are automatically included on the bill. What do you think? Is tipping out of control? 1-877-332-8255. If you watch John Oliver, I don't know if you've caught his show before. He does a late night talk show on HBO. He had tipping as one of his topics recently.
And nowadays, tipping is everywhere. Though it can seem like no one really understands the rules of when and how much to tip. Even one of the leading academic experts on tipping has said, I don't know how much you're supposed to tip, and I study this. It's got to the point where some consumers are now opting out of the system altogether, like this guy.
So I'm not tipping anymore. I'm done. I'm out. Used to be you would give a tip if somebody gave exceptional service. When was the last time you got exceptional service anywhere? They made food. You carried it to my table. You got me a Diet Coke. Thank you. That was your job. You don't get 25% because you did your job. And I'm not the bad guy here. I'm not.
Yeah. Are you 100% sure about that, though? Because you can be irritated with our current system of tipping, but protesting it by stiffing your server is about as effective as protesting police budgets by flipping off a police dog. He has nothing to do with the policy, and the only one whose life you're making worse is his.
So what do you think? 1-877-332-8255. Do you tip? When do you tip? What are the rules that you use when you're out there? And like, I'm a guilt tipper too. That's part of my problem is I feel guilty. I have tipped for bad service. Maybe I'll tip a little less. That's my own kind of silent protest is you're getting 15% instead of 20. But I am a guilt tipper. So even when I'm at the coffee shop and I'm going to pay for my latte or whatever I bought and it gives you the tip option, I have a tough time not hitting yes or throwing a loony in the jar or whatever. What do you think? 1-877-332-8255. Let's grab Ken's call. He's on the road today. What do you think, Ken? Is tipping getting out of control? Is it out of control?
I think it is. I took my family out for supper there. It was about $180 for, you know, a couple of plates of noodles, and then you're expected a tip. And you know, I'm going to do it because I've got great service there at the old spaghetti factory there. The pair that served us did a fantastic job. But when I go to like a Subway or something like that, you know, they're standing on the other side of the counter. If I'm not sitting down at a table, please do not expect me to tip.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to look at it. That's a good rule. I mean, people could make an exception to it if they want, but you're not sitting down at a restaurant, then that's maybe a good guideline. 1-877-332-8255. Trevor is basically on the same page as Ken. He says, I will absolutely not tip for anything except sit down restaurant service. And then of course on vacation, your cab driver, or maybe the guy that takes your bags to your room. Yeah. I mean, there are places where you are getting a service from somebody and you feel like you want to tip. That's the thing with tipping is there's no rules, but I think we do have society right now pushing the boundaries. And I feel like it got worse. Maybe I'm just one of those guys blaming everything on the pandemic, but I feel like it got worse during the pandemic. People were, you know, finding it tough to make ends meet. We weren't eating in restaurants as much, all of those types of things. And so there was this big push of ways in which we can try and keep people in the industry going. What do you think? 1-877-332-8255. Alex says, hey, Evan, regarding tips, I once heard a guy say you should never tip for anything that you have to pay for before receiving, or if you have to stand for the entire interaction. So Subway, Tim Hortons, clothes, shoe shopping. There's some examples. Okay, so I'm going to read it again. Once heard a guy say you should never tip for anything you have to pay for before receiving, or if you have had to stand for the entire interaction. Some good guidelines there when you think about it. 1-877-332-8255. Tipping? Tom in Dundurn says, don't get me started. I recently realized one of my favorite Saskatoon restaurants adds 18% to the bill. And like a dummy, I never paid attention, and I would add another 20 to 25% at checkout. Needless to say, I won't be back. Tipping is for good service and shouldn't be expected or mandatory. Tom from Dundurn. You would hope that if you got to the till in a restaurant that adds it, which, by the way, I don't agree with. I don't think you should just add it to the bill. But if for some reason that's your policy, and I know some places have it as a policy on big groups. So they say gratuity will be automatically added on groups of over 10. If you're doing it, to me, there's an obligation on the server or whoever is serving you at the point of paying to say, don't forget, the tip has already been added. And if that's not happening, it feels deceptive to me. 1-877-332-8255. What do you think? Tipping. Has it gone too far? Has it has it exceeded the area in which you would normally expect to ask for a tip? And this next text, Greg in PA, answers my question. Evan, we had a water heater installed and it was $1,200. He handed over the debit machine and it asked for a tip and it started at 15%. He says, Greg says, when did just doing your job start demanding for tips? 1-877-332-8255. I tip. I like to tip. I'm a guilty tipper, which means I'm a person that will tip probably even in cases where maybe the service wasn't that good, but I do tip a lot when I'm out. And because I'm a guilty tipper, when I'm at a point of sale machine that asks for a tip, like if I'm doing takeout, so I order takeout. We've got a restaurant that we do this often. We'll order takeout. I'll run over. It's close to the house. I'll just run over and pick it up myself. And it asks for a tip. I'm not going to give 15 or 20%, but often I find myself giving something. But I don't know why I do. I just feel really guilty walking out and not doing it. Norm in Saskatoon, what do you think? Have you got a story for me, Norm?
Well, there's a restaurant in town here that when you go in, and it's a buffet style, I won't mention the name.
Yeah.
But when you go in, they want you to pay the bill ahead of time with the tip and whatever. And I disagree with that totally, because you tip because the food is good, the service is good, or the people are good, right?
Right. So they want you to pay up front for everything, including the tip.
Yeah. Mm. And the other thing I disagree with is using an ATM to pay for a tip, because the bank takes some money out of that, do they not?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I'd actually have to defer to a business owner for that.
I know if you use your credit card or that, they take 3% off the total, right?
Right. Yeah, there is a charge, a fee for that.
So if you're tipping with your bank card, mm-hmm. you're giving the bank another 3% of whatever the cost is.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. Thanks for bringing that up, Norm. And I agree. If I was going to the restaurant where you pay up front for the food, so Norm gives the example, it's a buffet restaurant. Pay up front, fair enough. But I would not be paying the tip until we're done and either throw the cash on the table or go back up to the machine and say, okay, I'll leave my tip now. But it seems like a bit of a weird extra process there as well. Okay, let's take a break. I know I've got a couple more callers, lots of texts coming in on tipping. Is it out of control? What do you think? 1-877-332-8255. Back with more of your thoughts here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. I got a text here from Bob that says the rise in tipping corresponds with the rise in entitlement. Kirby and Regina, tips are based on service. The better the service, the better the tip given. Poor service deserves no tip. It's that simple. Kirby and Regina, 1-877-332-8255. If you're navigating a business, what does this mean for you? I remember last time, about a year ago, when we talked about this, it's built right in. It's programmed in to the point of sales. I want to bring on Bert in Saskatoon, who is a business owner. Bert, what's your thoughts on this whole tipping topic?
Okay, well, actually, I'm a restaurant manager and have been for years. I'm not going to advocate for or against tipping, but I'm going to explain what your previous caller had said about the automatic tip.
Okay.
Now, in our industry, we call that the autograph. And the reason that ever came about was a lot of people don't know that servers are kind of like hairdressers or anything. Their section is their business. Their tips that they receive, they don't have to give a portion of their tip to the restaurant, to the kitchen. They tip their sales. So therefore, the more tables they can flip, the more they can sell to their table, the more expensive the bottle of wine you buy, it goes to their total sales. They tip out 3-4% on those sales. What happens is, if you don't tip them, and they, let's say, have an 8 or 9 person section spending $1,000, and you walk out without tipping, that server owes the restaurant money. So the autograt was eventually thrown into the mix to ensure that things like that don't happen.
Mm.
As for doubling down on those tips with an added tip option, yeah, I agree. That's heinous and awful,
mm-hmm.
but it does exist.
Thanks for the perspective on that, Bert. I mean, to me, it's the restaurant business, to me, is not the boogeyman in this, because that is the typical place where you expect to tip. It's, to me, all of these ancillary places where all of a sudden you're getting the tip option. We're almost out of time, but I want to grab Victor's call quickly in Regina. What's your point on tipping, Victor?
Hi, good morning, Aaron. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but when you go to a restaurant and you get your bill at the end of the day, your tip is not only calculated on the food that you eat and what you consume, but it's also calculated on the tax on that as well.
Right. Like that, your total bill is presented to you and the tax is already worked onto it.
Right.
Right.
And then you pay your tip on top of that. So you're actually tipping higher than what you normally would based on the service that you get.
You could, that's a good point, Victor. I mean, if you're good with math, I typically will just take the bill in my head, do the math, and sometimes I'll choose the money option as opposed to the percentage option. So you could adjust for that, but it's a lot of thinking and calculating on the fly. And there's no doubt the majority of people just simply hit the percentage part. But it's a good point, Victor. Thanks for bringing it up. Well, even though we did this topic a year ago, I feel like we could do it every few months. It's not going away. Thanks to everybody that joined in on the conversation. All right, we're going to revisit the chat that we had this morning with the economic development leader in the province, Mr. Frank Hart. That was at 9 this morning. We'll revisit some of the highlights of that when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.